9. Marry a soulmate. Dialogue 1.
Have you heard the big news?
What big news?
Olivia and Nicholas are engaged. He proposed to her last night at a fancy restaurant.
I didn't even know they were dating.
After Nicholas's ex-girlfriend cheated on him, they realized that they had a great friendship and that maybe they were meant to be with each other.
They really are perfect for each other. I can't think of a better matched couple than them.
I heard that they're planning to have an extravagant wedding ceremony in a church with a reception in an expensive restaurant on the lake.
Have they asked anyone to be in the wedding party yet?
I think Nicholas asked Jack to be his best man, and Olivia asked Caitlin to be her maid of honor. They both have big families, so their siblings will be the bridesmaids and groomsmen.
It sounds like they've done a lot of planning in a very short time. Have they decided where they are going for their honeymoon?
I haven't heard where they will go yet, but I bet you they will go to a beach somewhere. You know they both love surfing.
You know, most people find it difficult to find their soulmate, but they've made it seem extremely easy. Dialogue 2. What was your wedding ceremony like, Abigail?
My husband and I got married in a registry office, with just two friends there as a witness. But then we had three parties to celebrate.
Three parties? That's quite a lot. That must have been expensive.
Well, since my husband and I are from two different countries, and we live in a third country, we decided to have one in each country. It wasn't actually that expensive.
Were your parents upset that they weren't there to see you get married?
I would have liked them to be there, but they couldn't afford to fly out to see us, and we couldn't afford to fly out to see them, so they understood.
Did your husband's family get to meet your family?
My husband's parents flew out to meet my family when we got married in my hometown, so that was great. Some people spend ridiculous amounts of money on extravagant wedding receptions. But we agreed that the wedding party should be less about money and more about family.
That makes sense. Did you go on a honeymoon?
We waited until our one-year anniversary to go on our honeymoon to Africa.
You really didn't have a very traditional wedding, did you?
Not at all. But we don't have a very traditional marriage either, so it suited us perfectly.